Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 11. It's a beautiful passage of scripture. It says, "It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in scripture, the church is never described as a democracy, right? Where, you know, we vote in and vote out the will of God. No. In the church, we certainly understand that every person deserves equal treatment in terms of kindness, love, and respect. But as our God-given assignments differ, so do our gifts. The Bible says that it is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Now pay close attention to the words, "He alone decides." Parents want to see all the children succeed in life, but they also need to recognize that just as children's individual talents differ, so do their unique destinies. That's why it's a mistake to compete with or compare yourself to somebody else. Very, very important. Why I say so? Because you are uniquely created in the image of God, and the skill sets and the talents and the anointings that you carry within you is unique to you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4, God was validating it, the message, that is the message, with gifts as he saw fit. So don't question and second guess God. He knows what he's doing and never makes mistakes. Even among his 12 disciples, if you remember the story, that Jesus had an inner circle. He took Peter, James, and John up the Mount of Transfiguration and sent the others into town to work. He did not feel obligated to take everybody up the mountain so now nobody would feel slighted. Does that mean he loves one person more than another? No. The experience Peter, James, and John had on the mountaintop that day was part of the training for the assignment Jesus was calling them to. There is a lesson here. You have to move beyond other people's opinions. Remember that. I repeat, you have to move beyond other people's opinions. Why? Because God made you for a special purpose. He has a job for you that nobody else can do as well as you. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you know that something is right for you, do it and trust God to vindicate you in the eyes of others. And God will honor you and bless you because you are precious to him. You are unique to him and your anointing is unique to you. Amen. So be encouraged, be blessed, because the Lord loves you who you are, and he will always take you to those mountaintop experiences if and when he desires to do with you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you that you are an awesome God. We are so grateful to you that, Lord, your word encourages us to not to compete, O Lord, because there is no word compete in your Bible. There is only word complete, O Father God. And it takes us spiritual maturity to understand the work of completion, that we can complete one another, O Lord, in the love of God. I ask of you, Father, that you will grant us wisdom, you'll grant us understanding and knowledge. Lord, change us and transform us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to understand that, Father, we are uniquely created in your image. And Lord God Almighty, that we have unique set of skill sets and talents and anointing that you have placed within us. It is all because of that one and only Holy Spirit who chose to bestow those giftings unto us. And we are grateful to you. Today, Lord God Almighty, I pray that as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses and running, O Lord, the daily chores, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, we know that sickness does not come from God, and therefore we do not accept anything that is not from God in our bodies or in our mind. And therefore, Lord, I rebuke and refuse and reject and cast out every demon of infirmity. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.